Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
DOJ reminds government workers not to cooperate with ICC. The Department of Justice, DOJ, on Thursday warned government officials and police who were cooperating with the investigation being conducted by the International Criminal Court, ICC, into the previous administration's war on drugs that they would be held accountable. DOJ spokesman Jose Dominic Clavano IV issued the statement after former Senator Antonio Trillanes IV said ICC investigators had already reached out to more than 50 Philippine National Police, PNP, officers allegedly involved in the Duterte administration's campaign against illegal drugs to give them an opportunity to clear their names. Trillanes' claim has not been independently verified. Speaking to reporters in Malacanang, Clavano said while the DOJ has not received information regarding Trillanes' claims, he said the Philippines' policy was to not cooperate with the ICC. "We've been consistent from the very start that we have a working justice system here in the Philippines evidenced by a lot of different cases and reforms that we've been undertaking, and the commitment has never been stronger to prevent and to hold responsible and accountable those erring law enforcement officers who engage in these heinous crimes," Clavano said during a press conference. Even without verifying the information, the government's stance has been consistent ever since. "The president has been very firm in saying that we will not recognize the jurisdiction of the ICC because we indeed have a very well and robust justice system," he added. Clavano said erring public officials and employees may be charged with an administrative offense for violation of Republic Act, R.A., 6713 or the Code of Conduct and Ethical Standards for Public Officials and Employees. When a government officer or official is coordinating with the ICC against the direction, or the order and the policy of the government, there may be accountability involved, the DOJ official said. But Clavano said his warning did not apply to former officials who were now civilians. "If they are acting in their civilian capacity or personal capacity, then of course we have little to hold over them. However, again, we will not recognize anything that will come out of that conversation or coordination with them," he said. In an interview following the briefing, Clavano said the accountability would depend on the official's level of participation with the ICC's probe. But he said until they see all the facts, discussions about accountability were completely hypothetical. Last week, Marcos reiterated that the ICC has no jurisdiction to investigate the drug war during the administration of his predecessor, former President Rodrigo Duterte. It was Duterte who pulled the Philippines out of the Hague-based ICC's Rome Statute in 2018, with the withdrawal taking effect in 2019, after the tribunal began a preliminary probe into his administration's drug war. More than 6,000 people were killed in Duterte's anti-narcotics campaign, but rights groups say that up to 30,000 may have been killed. In related developments, former Senator Leyla de Lima said Duterte's world is getting smaller, after her former colleague Trillanes said at least 50 active and former officials of the PNP were directly contacted by ICC investigators regarding their alleged role in the drug war. Duterte's police officials were reportedly asked by ICC probers to explain why they should not be prosecuted with Duterte, she wrote on the social media platform X on Thursday. Some of the more than 50 police officials who replied might testify versus Duterte in exchange for immunity. "This is how things stand now. Duterte's world is definitely getting smaller, even in his kingdom of Davao," de Lima said. Justice Secretary Jesus Crispin Rimulla ordered on Thursday an immediate probe into the deepfake audio recordings of President Marcos purportedly instructing the Armed Forces of the Philippines, AFP, to act against China. Rimulla issued the directive to the National Bureau of Investigation, NBI, following a report of the Presidential Communications Office, PCO, and Department of Information and Communications Technology, DICT, about a certain audio recording of President Marcos maliciously manipulated and edited using artificial intelligence, AI. The video of President Marcos was uploaded to a popular video streaming platform and was shared on various social media platforms. "Hold accountable the personalities behind this deceiving act, make the investigation swift and comprehensive to ascertain the truth," Rimulla told the NBI.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.